Okay, Mr. Now we said that you had when you had a wooden thing to carry milk or water in, you call it a churn. What would you call it if it's made out of metal? You milk the cows and you bring the milk home in a
milk bucket.
Bucket. Some say pail, others say other things, you know. What do you call the heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying things in?
Fry.
Alright. What do you call that thing at the kitchen sink where the water comes out of, where you can turn the water on and off?
Sink.
Say again.
Sink.
Alright. How about the thing that controls the water? Do you turn the water on or off?
That's
hydrant.
Hydrant? Okay. What do you call the same thing when you put it on a barrel and you can, you know, let fluid...
Faucet.
What do you call the same kind of thing out in the yard when you have one out there and you turn the water on or off?
Wicket.
All right. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
Sack.
All right. Now, what do you call a large bag that's made of loose woven cloth? You might say that 100 pounds of chicken feed or 100 pounds of potatoes would come in a what kind of sack?
100 pound sack.
Okay. Would you call it that material crocus or gunny sack or anything like that?
Well, you can say crocus sack or
all right.
Paper bag.
Okay. When you have a small musical instrument that's about this big and you put it up to your mouth and blow on it, it makes a music. What is that?
Harp.
Okay. When you have a small musical instrument that's made out of metal and you hold it between your teeth and pick on it like that?
Juice harp.
Okay. What's a piece of playground equipment that children ride on? It's balanced in the middle and they ride up and down on it.
Seesaw.
Good. When you have a homemade merry-go-round that children ride and it goes round and round like this, several on it, is there a word for that?
Yes. Merry-go-round.
All right. What do you call a flat piece of stone that you use to sharpen a knife or a scythe?
File.
All right, this is a stone.
Rock. Grinding rock? Or wet rock, either one.
Okay. Will you tell me how many different kinds of wood fences you can think of that are made entirely from wood without wire or metal?
Oak fence.
Say you have a fence that looks like this. It's zigzag and it's, you know, one on top of the other.
Rail fence.
A rail fence?
Yes.
Some people call that a rickrack, you know. Are there any other kinds of rail fences you can think of?
No, unless you could put up a plank fence.
Would that be with stakes on the ground and planks across it?
No, it would be planks in the ground and nail the plank to the stalk.
All right, this way, nail them this way?
Yes.
All right, and that'd be just a plank fence?
That's right.
Good.